You're listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
And the time on WRFG is 5 o'clock. John Falstaff with you for the next 2 hours. Kathleen Mainland, our Scottish storyteller, will be with us at 6 o'clock. It's been a while since we've heard her, so please stay tuned for that. We're going to start off with a brand new one from a brand new album by the Battlefield Band. This is called The Pompous Trousers.
Shit every kiss assam to her up and beef, Ricky Shavak, and say he eaten bo, five moose fat they go her up and beef, get a hand in fashion near the hill that toy. Shit every kiss you all of her up and beef, the shivry kiss you all of her eaten bo, Ricky Shand and goose and her up and beef, shamut in the hole in a chronicle. Sky me hand and tie your her up and beef, can get a parsley head eaten bo, who stairs and pie your her up and beef, can Jenny guy in the pinch of war. Shit every kiss you all of her up and beef, the shivry kiss you all of her eaten bo, Ricky Shand and goose and her up and beef, shamut in the hole in a chronicle. Kano in check you, we hold on being Marcin, that's a hooly heading boat. Get that off it through, reach hold on being how we can you, we can bring car. Shit every kiss you all of her up, be the shivry kiss you all of her eating boat. Trick a shant and do us a lot of be shivry in your hole in a chronicle. Soon the high kunner stuck her up and be, no the can be human in her eating boat. Hooling the hladuni to her up and be, cause the hooling brain I guess first it all. Shit every kiss you all of her up me, the shit every kiss you all of her eating bowl. Think you send the news of her up me, jumping in the hole in a chronicle. Shit every kiss you all of her up me, the shit every kiss you all of her eating bowl. Think you send the news of her up me, jumping in the hole in a chronicle. Shit every kiss you all of her up me, the shit every kiss you all of her eating bowl. Think you send the news of her up me, jumping in the hole in a chronicle. Shit every kiss you all of her up me, the shit every kiss you all of her eating bowl. Think you send the
Thank you. Conway or Hill and Bourne, because I loved the fairest lass that ever yet was born. Or the broom, or the bonny, bonny broom, broom of the Cardinals. Fain would I be in the north country, herding with father's cows. Adieu, ye Cardinals, adieu. Farewell, the pleasure's there wander by her side once again. It's all I crave or care. Or the broom, or the bonny, bonny broom, broom of the Cardinals. Fain would I be in the north country, herding her father's cows. Or the broom, for the bonny, bonny room, room of the Cardinals. Fain would I be in the north country, herding her father's cows.
And that's Mr. Jed Marum, and it's a new CD called Celtic Folk Roots, which is kind of a best of his three earlier ones. He's joined on that by all sorts of guests, Hugh Morrison on button accordion, Mason Brown on various instruments, and on a different track, Mr. Brian McNeil on fiddle. Very impressive friends he has. The album again is called Celtic Folk Roots, the best of Jed Marum. We heard a track called The Broom of the Cardinals. We started off with the brand new one from the Battlefield Band, and it is an all-new Battlefield Band. It's called Lineup. That is the name of the band, and I'm looking at the picture of the lads who are in the band now. Alan Reid left the band, has a great solo album out. We'll be playing some of that for you later. Sean O'Donnell still holding down guitar and vocals, Alistair White on fiddle, and Mike Katz from Los Angeles, who has become more Scottish than the Scottish themselves, playing bagpipes and, in addition, whistle guitar, sitar and bass and vocals. And a new member of the group, Mr. Ewan Henderson, who also plays fiddle, and he also plays pipes and piano and whistle. So the band now has two pipers and two fiddlers, and a guitar player and a singer, and yet there's only four of them. It's a good CD. It's called Lineup, and we heard a track called The Pompous Trousers. In between, we heard from Shan James from Wales and a song from her called The Faithful Bird. We're going to move on now with something from Brittany. We haven't heard Breton music a whole lot on the show of late. This is some Irish tunes. The band is called Orion. The CD is called Blue Room, and we're going to hear Leaving the Cayley and The Mouse in the Kitchen. We'll be right back.
Greetings, WRFG family. The board, staff, and volunteers of WRFG would like to thank all of you who pledged during our recent on-air fundraising drive. We pride ourselves with knowing how much you appreciate our diverse programming. We want to remind and encourage those of you who have not yet fulfilled your pledge to do so as soon as possible. Your monetary support is very crucial to maintaining our 24-hour broadcast programming schedule. Please send your check, money orders, or walk in your cash to 1083 Austin Avenue, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30307. Again, thank you so much for supporting your favorite community radio, WRFG 89.3 FM, your station for progressive information and handpicked music.
And down here at the Celtic Show, we also really appreciate all the folks who kindly pledged their support over the last 3 weeks. Here's a Corkman for you.
Ye muses divine, combine and lend me your aid to pen these few lines, for I find that my heart is betrayed by a virgin most pure, who is dearer to me than my life. And from me she is flown, and is known as the red-haired man's wife. A letter I'll send by a friend down to the seashore, to let her understand I'm the man that does her adore. And if she would but leave that slave, I'd forfeit my life, and she'd live like a lady and ne'er be the red-haired man's wife. Remember the day when you gave unto me your true heart. You solemnly swore that no more we ever would part. But your mind's like an ocean, each notion has taken her flight and left me bewailing the tale of the red-haired man's wife. I straight took my way next day through a shady green grove, and crossed purling streams where sweet birds mostly do rove. Thence I was conveyed to where nature boasts of her pride, where I stood all amazed and gazed on the red-haired man's wife. I offered a favor and sealed it with my own hand. She thus answered and said, would you lead me to break the command? So take it easy, since nature has caused so much strife. I was given away and will stay as the red-haired man's wife. May my life never end, nor my yearning for passion abate, Till I and my darling recline 'neath the pleasant tree shade. No one to be near us but the blackbird in green leaves alone, and the red-headed man in his grave with his head 'neath the stone. My sweet darling Phoenix, if now you would be my own, for the patriarch David had a number of wives, 'tis well known. So yield to my embraces and straight put an end to all strife. If not, I'll run crazy or gain the red-haired man's wife.
Thank you.
time is 5:30. You're listening to WRFG Atlanta 89.3 FM. We are one quarter away through the Celtic show for today, Sunday the 10th of July, and at the top of the hour in just 30 minutes, our Scottish reader Kathleen Mainland makes a welcome return to the studios, so please stay tuned for that. We started off back there with some Breton music. Well, it was Irish tunes played by a Breton band called Orion. We heard Leaving the Cayley and The Mouse in the Kitchen and The Irish Girl, three tunes from them. Followed that up with Mr. Sean O'Shea, with members of Coltis helping out from his new album, Idir Hian Agus Nua, Between Old and New, and the tale of the unattainable, apparently, red-haired man's wife. And we finished up with Dan R. Brass, who is Breton guitar player for many, many years, the mainstay of Anne Stavell's band. And he has an album out which he recorded with Patrick Molar on Scottish and elsewhere on Irish pipes. On that track it was Scottish pipes. It's called The Theme for the Greenlands, and that's the title track, and has become one of the more well-known new pipe tunes in the 9 or 10 years since it was recorded and released. We're going to move on now with a track by Patsy Seddon, singing a song written by her husband, the late Davy Steele. This is all about Davy's dad meeting his mum back in, I guess, the 1940s. It's called The Rose of Summerlee.
The tiny snowdrop slowly rises, pushing through the frozen ground, her slender body pastel green, her young girl's head coyly bowed, her petals with her pale complexion, moistened by the morning mist. The snowdrop is the maid of spring, a mind when Maggie was like this. Oh, all the flowers that grow around, however colorful they be, they're put to shame when my Maggie blooms. She's the rose of Summerlee. Though she was just a working lassie, we neither frills nor pamper dares. Her beauty was a natural thing, no preened we jewels nor fancy clays. And as we walked wild summer places, where broom and iris grew sabra, their brightness in her presence died, Ma Maggie shone aboon them all. Oh, all the flowers that grow aroon, however colourful they be, they're put to shame when my Maggie blooms. She's the rose of Summerlee. Oh, all the flowers that grow around, however colorful they be, they're put to shame when my Maggie blooms. She's the rose of Summerlee.
Thank you. Elisha Curly, eh ho hoo ho hoo ho di o hoo o ho hee he o Me tarach me tram, eh ho hoo ho ho di o hoo o ho hee he o Down the balach mo tram, eh ho hoo ho ho di o hoo o ho hee he o Bishin las get a gown, eh ho 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 ho. Hardly o ho 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 he o he o. Mark vi vallen annan, eh ho 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 ho. Hardly o ho 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 he o he o. Bishin edig na sein, eh ho 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 ho. Hardly o ho 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 he o he o. Hardly o ho ho.
The name I predict we'll be hearing more from, a brand new arrival on the scene, Kyle Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, Kyle Carey. Monongah is the name of the album, and that was a song sung for us in Scots Gaelic called She Is My Love. More about that in a moment. We started with a track from the tribute album to the late Davy Steele called Steele the Show, and we heard his wife Patsy Seddon singing a song that Davy wrote back in the 80s for his dad as a kind of a remembrance, imaginary, recreated remembrance of his dad meeting his mother back in the 1940s. It was called The Rose of Summerlee, and that's available on Green Tracks Records. And in between, we heard a lovely version of Amazing Grace from an album called A Scottish Fiddle Collection by Bonnie Rideout. And on that particular track, she was joined by the City of Washington Pipe Band with soloist Mike Rogers. And originally was on an album called Scottish Rant, but it's on this Scottish Fiddle Collection. Now, Kyle Carey is an interesting case. A brand new CD from her, never heard of her before, but she has an impressive background. She hails from Alaska, found her way to Cape Breton on a Fulbright scholarship, and spent time with the late, great Jerry Holland. Wrote songs such as The Star Above Rankin's Point, which a few people have recorded, and we might play that for you down the road. She also spent time in the Isle of Skye and improved her fluency in Gaelic song and language under the tutelage of Christine Primrose. But her new album was all recorded in Ireland with members of Lunasa and little help from Pauline Scanlon and Aoife Clancy of Cherish the Ladies on vocals. So I think we'll be hearing more from her even in this show. About an hour from now, in fact, we're going to play a little set of songs relating to mining tragedies. And that's what Monongah, the title track from this album, is all about. So we'll hear from that then. Right now, we're going to take a listen to a gentleman from the Battlefield Band. Well, he was in the Battlefield Band for quite a few years, from 1969. But last year, he decided he was going to move on and do other things. Alan Reid is his name. We interviewed him here in WRFG about a year and a half ago. And he was coming to town, of course, then with the Battlefield Band. The Battlefield Band have moved on without him, and he has a new album out called Re-Collection, which rounds up some of the terrific songs that he wrote and recorded over the years, mostly with the Battlefield Band. This is one of those. It's called The Pleasure Will Be Mine. Mm-hmm.
come, we meet if entry. Well, he says to Caroline, I would hae a happy heart. The pleasure will be mine, she says, the pleasure will be mine. The rain was falling doon sae hard, the drains were overflowing. You'd almost think the flood was coming on. So they huddled in the corner, trying to keep out all the water. And he told her all the things he had in mind. If you come with me to Fintry, well, he says to Caroline, I would hae a happy heart. The pleasure will be mine, she says, the pleasure will be mine. The paper says the workforce will be laid off after Christmas. There's a downturn in the business, so they say. I'll no sit about here waiting on some company's decision. So on Friday I'll be lifting my last pay. We can pack our bags and leave this place, tack the road to Fintry, for the country air's as sweet as good red wine. And when summer time comes round again and corn is ripe for gathering, we'll find out if my notion's right or wrong. And if you come with me to Fintry, well, he says to Caroline, I would hae a happy heart. The pleasure will be mine, she says, the pleasure will be mine. They walked hand in hand and wandered down beside the sleepy river, where the city sounds grew distant. The moonbeams in the water glinted silver as he kissed her, and the rumble of the city disappeared. If you come with me to Fintry, well, he says to Caroline, I would hae a happy heart. The pleasure will be mine, she says, the pleasure will.
Roedd na sgithan yn y ffenest neithiwr, sŵn y stormydd yn ei fflu. Roedd na donain drylliol yn y derw, ac yn torri dros y tŷ. Mewn oriau tywyll yr wyt ti, galon wrth fy nghalon i. Pan fydd storm y nos yn pwyso, dwi'n en pwyso arna. Roedd na fleiddied yn y simdden eithiwr, i dod drwy dar. oedd hyn wragedd blin y drocyn ddi ffaith hyd y to ma yn taro i ffyn mewn oriau tywyll yr wyt ti galon wrth fy nghalon i pan fydd storm y nos yn pwyso dwi'n en pwyso arna ti cadw di fy ngwyneb i a dwyneb cron dy leiad i dweud y doi drwydd i ni ach at li ein
And I ask them back with a tear in my eye, how many ships sail in the forest? Now dig me a grave and dig it so deep and cover it over with flowers so sweet. And I will lay down for to take my last sleep, and maybe in time I'll forget her. So they dug in a grave and they dug it so deep, and they covered it over with flowers so sweet. And he has laid down for to take his last sleep, and maybe by now he's forgotten.
John Faulkner there from his album Nomads from almost 20 years ago. It's on CIC Records, and that was I Loved Alas. We started off with Alan Reid from his new album, kind of a best of the songs that he contributed to the Battlefield Band during his long tenure with him from 1969 to 2010. And we wish him well in his solo career. The Pleasure Will Be Mine was the name of the song we heard from there. And in between, we heard the title track from Stormnos, an album by Linda Griffiths from Wales on the Sign record label. Now, we have been blogging and posting tweets, and it's all available without having to subscribe to anything. You can read them all from our new webpage, and hundreds of people have checked out that webpage in the few weeks since it's been up, so we encourage folks to try that out. The web address is extremely simple. If you know the name of the show, The Celtic Show, you've got it. It's thecelticshow.org. thecelticshow.org, and you'll find links there to various things. And among the things we mentioned recently on there was the fact that Kathleen Mainland is coming to town. She's here right now in the studio, in fact, and she's going to be doing a reading for us in about 5 or 6 minutes. So please stay tuned for that. You'd have known that already, you see, if you were following the podcasts or the blogs. Also, we posted something interesting about a new visitor centre that opened in New Ross in Wexford just a couple of days ago. Now, Michael Flatley's mother grew up near there at St. Mullins. The new exhibit in the visitor centre has features on two people you may not realise have Irish connections, and they would be Mr. Walt Disney and Miss Sarah Palin. And I think they probably have a little more Irish blood in them than Barack Obama, believe it or not. He's also descended in one side of his family, one 32nd of his family from Irish ancestry. We're going to play you a track now from a CD that Barack Obama was given recently by Queen Elizabeth in Buckingham Palace. This is a song you'll know. It's called Caledonia, and it's played for us by the 1st Battalion Scots Guard. It's from an album called From Helmand to Horse Guards, which is a tribute to fallen colleagues in Afghanistan. This is Mr. John Norwood, normally known for piping, singing. When we return, Kathleen Mainland, don't go away.
Changes that have come over me in these last few days, that I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs, make me think about where I came from. That's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let's
about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Well, I have moved and I've kept on moving. I proved the points that I needed proving. Lost the friends that I needed losing. I found others on the way. And I kissed the girls and I left them crying. Stolen dreams, there's no denying. Traveled hard with my conscience flying. Somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm gone.